Hello everyone, good morning. This is Basil Manjan streaming on Global News Podcast. We provide you 24/7 news updates. Favorite our podcast for more updates. Welcome to today's headlines.
Biden leads in six 2020 swing states as Trump sees no convention bounce, CNBC. Change research poll finds. Early winter storm hits Colorado after temperatures plummet following record heat wave. The low and slow economic recovery is back. There's no slowing Cristiano Ronaldo on his quest for the men's international goals record, even at the age of 35. Now news in detail. Biden leads in six 2020 swing states as Trump sees no convention bounce, CNBC. Change research poll finds. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden leads President Donald Trump in six 2020 swing states, as the Republican National Convention changed little in the race for the White House, according to a new CNBC Change research poll. Across Arizona, Florida, Michigan, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, the former vice president holds a 49% to 45% edge over the Republican incumbent, the survey released Wednesday found. It compares with a 49% to 46% edge Biden held in a poll taken 2 weeks ago, after the Democratic National Convention but before the GOP's nominating events. The poll, taken Friday through Sunday, surveyed 4,143 likely voters across the six states and has a margin of error of plus or minus 1.4 percentage points. It shows a race changing little even in a period where presidential candidates can see a temporary bump after they inundate voters at the nominating conventions. Though Biden's lead in both national and swing state polling averages has fallen from highs seen during the worst of the coronavirus pandemic in June and July, the CNBC Change research polls find the presidential race largely unchanged by events in recent weeks. The survey released Wednesday found swing state voters' views of Trump and Biden have not meaningfully changed over the last 2 weeks. This week, 45% of respondents said they have favorable feelings about Trump, versus 52% who said they view him unfavorably. It compares with a 46% to 51% favorable to unfavorable spread 2 weeks ago. Opinions on Biden did not budge at all. In Wednesday's survey, 45% of likely voters said they had a favorable view of the Democratic nominee, while 49% responded that they had unfavorable feelings about him. The numbers were the same 2 weeks ago. Early winter storm hits Colorado after temperatures plummet following record heat wave. After shattering records over the Labor Day weekend with temperatures in the 90s and 100s along the southern Rocky Mountains, winter abruptly showed up Tuesday morning in Colorado, CBS Denver reports. Denver officially broke a record with 101 degrees on Saturday, tied a record with 97 degrees on Sunday, and came within 2 degrees of the record with 93 degrees on Sunday. Overall, it was one of the hottest Labor Day weekends on record in Colorado. And it was made worse by the ongoing wildfires that caused air quality alerts and smoky skies. Going from record heat to the coldest weather seen in the last 5 months was quite a shock Tuesday morning. The low and slow economic recovery is back. The onset of the 2020 recession in the United States came quickly and with little warning, as the economy had been chugging along nicely until the COVID-19 pandemic hit. And while some experts hope the eventual rebound will be similarly sharp and rapid, as in a so-called V-shaped recovery, others fear that it will take years for the economy to return to pre-coronavirus levels. In many respects, the eventual economic revival could play out just as it did after the Great Recession of 2008. It took years for many American consumers to regain confidence in the economy, not to mention the stock market, as banks and other businesses slowly nursed themselves back to health. It's why I describe the post-global financial crisis years as the barbecue recovery in the 2010s. It was low and slow, just the way you're supposed to cook meat over charcoal. And it looks like America may need to bust out its collective Weber grill again. In fact, the CNN Business, Moody's Analytics Back to Normal Index, which looks at a variety of national and state economic indicators, shows that the recovery has stalled in recent months. We've already started to see the job market come back slow a bit in August, and the labor market remains in a big hole. There are also fears that some jobs may be lost for good. The services sector seems to be shifting even more toward a work-from-home, Zoom conference call economy, which could lead to downsizing of both employees and office space. and many struggling retailers and restaurants could be forced to shutter the doors for good. There's no slowing Cristiano Ronaldo on his quest for the men's international goals record, even at the age of 35. Cristiano Ronaldo was never going to break the 100 international goal barrier with a scruffy tap in from 3 yards. If his previous achievements have taught us anything about the Portugal captain, it is that the spectacular is always preferable to the mundane. So it was fitting that he became only the second men's player in history to hit 100 goals for his country with a stunning free kick against Sweden to bring up his century.